Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Controversy on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Some feedback on the three parody songs Strophas created for you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. List is more. Bye 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 is in last place, according to Mike.
Whoa.
Oh, wow, what an upset.
Controversy's right.
Stevie says, the more you play it, the worse it sounds.
Oh, wow.
Stevie. Yeah.
Jamie / Jaime, both are good, but I have to go with We Didn't Start the Fire.
Wow.
That one was pretty good.
I'd have to rank it.
Great.
We Didn't Start the Fire, Bye Bye Bye, and then whatever the last song's called.
Love Yourself.
Love Yourself.
You know
it's
who
a
made that
Bieber.
Song? Yes, a Beeb song. Mm.
Yes. But Alex Stroph, keep up the great work.
Good job, Stroph. Enjoy your vacation.
So good.
He's working tomorrow.
I'm still working.
Enjoy being in Door County.
Thank you.
Now, Brad Nortman, today's a big day.
Big day.
It's Aaron Civale's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Aaron Civale.
Oh, he's a Gemini.
Happy birthday from KBN to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey.
And he doesn't want to be here anymore because he doesn't want to be a reliever. He was sent to be a reliever in the bullpen. Do you know the name of Mizorowski, Brad?
Mizorowski.
103 in AAA.
Okay. Hold on. We were talking about him pre-show. I did see this morning that this guy was going to...
This guy?
Mizorowski. I'm a Jesus Made guy, so I don't really... I've only seen Mizorowski, and I haven't looked up the name, his first name. Okay, first name. Can you use Mizorowski in a sentence, please?
Mizorowski is starting for the Brewers tonight.
Origin?
Ooh.
What is it?
Very white.
Yeah, well, somewhere in Europe.
Is that Polish?
A little further away.
Okay. If my last name was Mizorowski, maybe I'm going to play on the M initials. Maybe
nope.
It's like...
I wouldn't do that if I was you.
Okay, how about this one? It sounds like Braden. Braden Mizorowski.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Your final answer?
No.
Remember,
I thought we were churning through them until I get it.
Keep churning.
That's not right.
You're cold.
Owen?
Let's keep churning.
Oh, well.
Bentley.
You're going
way too far.
Okay,
wrong
give me a hotter
the O's. The O's are closer.
Much
than
less Gen Z, much more Bible-y.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Good for Brad Norton.
Matthew. Yeah.
No, close.
Mark.
We told you
the M's
aren't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Luke.
No, but you're around there.
You
getting hotter.
Keep going.
Getting hotter.
But like.
Not Jesus.
Jesus Mizorowski.
There's only one Jesus.
Jesus
we might call him that if he's really good.
Yeah.
But
wait.
Keep going.
Paul?
The Savior.
No, you were not. You're cold again.
Colder.
You're cold.
Joseph.
Okay,
I don't think
keep
it's
going.
An actual book.
What?
No, it's not a book. Keep going.
It's not a book.
It's not a book.
Wait, I went through the Gospels.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I said James.
Yep.
John.
Yeah.
Right idea.
Like I said.
No.
We're colder.
What do James and John have in common?
Brothers. Or no, not James and John. That is James and John, our brothers.
The J.
Different James.
No,
J. Starts with a J.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
This is the
Joshua.
Phenom.
No.
Think of a very popular name amongst 90s babies.
Jake.
Okay.
Come on. Longer, though. Longer.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob Mizorowski, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, Jacob is the kind of first name of a guy that throws 103 in the minors. That's the guy. Jacob Mizorowski.
Stop.
Okay, we're good.
That's
we're good.
The guy.
Of course,
is he Miz Mizorowski?
So,
what do you want to call him? Mizzy?
I want to put this out there right now. I am anti the Miz for the conversation we had.
Oh, the player?
No, not the player. The nickname. The Miz is a professional wrestler.
AKA was on The Real World, too.
It's true. Professional wrestler and The Real World.
What? Mizzy.
No.
Mizzy sounds
a little soft.
No, that sounds like my former dental hygienist, Missy.
The Mizzy.
I believe on Nick Mizzy. Jr., there was something called Muzzy, which is like a
Give us
mouse?
Your nicknames for Jacob Mizorowski.
I don't know.
I'm Team Mizzy.
Does he deserve Mizzy. A nickname? He hasn't even thrown once in the major.
That is a
relax.
Good,
it's too early.
No. That
phenom.
Is a,
shouldn't you earn
okay,
a nickname?
Okay, he's not quite a phenom. But that is, I think
like
there
maybe,
is a little, you got to earn.
Like King James, was he... He might be the only one that was pre-NBA with a nickname.
I didn't know if you're going back to the Book of the Bible.
Oh, yeah, King James.
It had me for a second. I was trying to figure out where's he going.
Where's he going with this?
I was gonna say, where you go, King James? You talking about King or what are we talking about?
Braun.
Yeah,
he had one, and he was probably deserving.
And listen,
though, Braun,
Jacob
right?
Mizrahi,
like Chef Curry happened when he became like the real Steph.
I feel like
Curry.
You should develop the nickname organically.
I'm with you, Brad. But the thing is, the nickname is
you
based
came
off
up
his
with
last
the missile.
Mizzle. Missile.
Oh, the Mizzle.
Mizzle. That's
the Mizzle. It's too much.
Mizzle. Because he throws like a missile, so he's Mizzle.
Well, you got to earn the Mizzle, right? Miz is just shortened of the last name, Mizorowski. So they just call him the Miz.
Makes batters miserable.
Yeah. See, now you're on to something.
Makes batters miserable.
No,
that's good.
That's really good.
The Misfit?
No.
Oh.
Because he's so tall?
The Big Mizorowski?
Is that like the Big Lebowski?
That's what I was going for. Yeah, that's what I was going
for. The Big Mizorowski.
Lil Unit.
Thin Mizzy.
Lil Unit.
After Randy Johnson.
Thin Mizzy from Chris in the 262.
Oh, he's thin. He is pretty frail.
Thin Mizzy.
He might be the same
thin
weight
Mizzy.
As.
Thin Mizzy.
Yeah, well,
is he tall?
Strofing top
six,
at 55.
6'7"?
Yeah.
Wow.
Learning more about Jacob Mizorowski.
So he's like Randy Johnson out there.
Yeah. So like something like stilts.
Oh God!
I'm getting cold again. I'm getting cold again.
Mystify.
I think he's coming off his sugar high.
Yeah.
Mystification.
I did check my heart rate's down. Mystical.
Mizzy.
Yeah. But Mizzy sounds a little soft.
So now,
yeah, Mizzy does sound soft.
I'm trying to think.
The
right?
Mizzio.
Like Euchre.
Mizikowski.
What would you call him? Right,
the Miz like, up to play. Up
wines
to
and delivers.
Hey, Miz struck
Dan and Sheboygan on the Carbless Talk and Text Line for Jacob Mizorowski. What do you got?
How about the kid? I believe it's called Robin Yount, the kid.
The kid?
But isn't that Robin Yount's nickname?
Yeah, that's the thing, is it's too close. Like, he's got to have his own identity.
And I feel like the kid should be anybody Jackson, because he's still legitimately a kid.
I don't hate this from Steve in the 411. J-Miz?
J-Miz.
Like Le Miz, eh?
Jacob's Ladder?
Huh?
Too far.
You fall down Jacob's Ladder, and you climb up it,
I've
and
never
you fall down.
Heard
of because
up and down, up and down.
That was bad.
J-Miz. I don't hate J-Miz.
No, I like the Miz.
J-Miz wines and delivers.
No,
J-Miz sounds
no,
like something your boys
no,
would give
no,
you.
No, T-Plush worked because it was just weird.
Yeah.
But no, I think the Miz is perfect. The Miz, because this is his last name, The Miz.
No
one's going to say, and The Miz fires.
No, they say, oh, The Miz strikes out the sun.
What about just like Mizzo?
Oh, Mr. Lizzo.
I do like Mizzo.
I love Lizzo.
He tall, she big. Mizzo.
It's matches. Too close to like Rizzo from when the Cubs won the World Series.
Jonah in Port Washington. Slim Mizzy.
Ooh!
Slim Mizzy.
No, I like that.
Mizzy. Now we're talking. That's
now,
good.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good.
Rob just says, just call him Ski.
No.
I think we can do better.
I'm going to do better than that, Rob.
Can't read Casey's. No.
What did Casey say?
Use your imagination.
Yeah, let's just not do that.
I'm using my imagination. There's so much.
I'll tell you in your ear.
Okay. Slim Mizzy from Jonah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that one. I'm talking about whispering in my ear. The Big.
The Big Miz.
The Big Miz.
Big Miz.
The Big Miz.
Big Miz.
Slim Miz.
What is that a play on?
He's tall.
Yeah.
That's it?
I like the Slim Miz.
The Slim Miz.
Slim Miz.
How about just the Miz?
No. That's already taken.
The Miz.
Right.
It just
but hold on.
Slim Miz.
Maybe we should.
That's a rapper.
Hold on. As the WWE fan on the panel.
This is his debut, though, so maybe we got
to
wait.
We might have to wait. But as the WWE fan on the panel, I would just like to let you know that the Miz used to come out to his theme song, and before his theme song would play, it was a voiceover of him saying, I'm the Miz, and I'm awesome.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So I think we should call him the Miz.
The Cardless Talking text line starting to cook a little bit here. 800-990-3776. Jacob Mizorowski is pitching his debut for the Milwaukee Brewers tonight against Sonny Gray against the Cardinals. Division series, would like to get a series win. They've lost two of their last three after going on that 10 out of 11. I think they had one.
It was hot, hot, hot.
We have Swing and a Miz.
Yes, I'd say Make You Miz.
Chef Ed, he says Maserati, but Miserati.
Ooh, Miserati.
K to the Mizzo.
Oh!
I knew that would hit Russ.
Look at that. You understand
KDM
that one?
Nation is stroke? Cooking.
K to the Mizzo. You get it?
Yeah.
Okay, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, that's what
you're
saying.
Rob, don't worry. I know you shot with Ski, and he goes, damn it, it was short and sweet. Doesn't mean you shouldn't keep firing. Keep firing,
y'all. We got to figure this out.
Can't Miz, Mr. Miz, the Mizinator.
No, I like the
now,
Mizinator.
Now we're just dudes hanging out, trying to find a nickname for somebody that we are excited to watch pitch tonight.
It's forced. It's a forced nickname.
No, let him
earn it.
He'll earn it, but if something clicks, it clicks.
Brad, didn't you have a nickname? Norty?
Norty? B-Nort?
Right. Brust? Well, I guess
yeah, that's what that was J. Miz. J. Miz is solid.
No, it's not.
He was Benny
like
Buckets.
But that was after he got buckets. When he came
true.
In, he was probably.
It comes with time.
Graham Gunnow gave me the nickname B-52 for dropping bombs.
But hold on a minute. We gave Graham Mertz the Kansas Cannon before he did anything.
Correct.
Look what happened.
Well, he was a cannon in high school.
Look what happened.
Look what happened.
He got drafted.
He did.
He did get drafted.
People forget he got picked literally like 30 picks after Shedeur Sanders.
I was going to say, was it before or after Shedeur?
It was right after, yeah.
That is wild.
It is. Trust me, he did not improve that much. I like it, but I think we have to understand the Miz comes from the fact that his
the
last
Polish
name is
flame.
Cheese
is he,
Miz.
Is
so he is Polish?
He is Polish.
Okay.
How about
cheese
Miz?
Is very Polish looking.
Cheese Miz.
Cheese Miz. Cheese Miz is good.
I like Cheese Miz.
BC on YouTube.
That's
cheese
good.
Cheese Miz with
That's
that fastball?
Good.
Cheese Miz.
Hit him with that Cheese Miz. Now, give him that Cheese Miz. Give him the 103. 103, Cheese Miz.
Give him that Cheese Miz. I like that a lot.
A lot of these can be worked in from Lane Grindle, Jeff Levering, Josh Maurer on the Brewers Radio Network.
You have their numbers, right?
Giving batters the Mizness.
Oh!
Do you have Levering's number?
I have them all.
Can you put them in a group chat and ask them if they have a nickname for him other than the Miz?
That actually is a great idea.
That is a great idea.
How do you have all their numbers? What do you do? Do you just ask every person for their phone number?
I used to call games with Levering. Lane, I've just known.
What do you mean you just
in circles?
What circles? What are you saying?
We're in the same circles.
No,
man.
We're not in the same circles.
Yes, we are.
Ben is so thirsty to get people's phone numbers. Hey, we should just link up one time. Let me get your number. So he didn't get to say
big business card guy. Hey, let's change cards.
Yeah, he really is.
I'm just going to say, have you guys established a nickname for
The Miz?
The Miz.
And we should send them our favorite. See if they get worked into 620 WTMJ when the Brewers are calling, being their game called.
I don't even want to call him The Miz.
Just say for Mizorowski, for the kid.
Is he being called The Miz?
I think that's
that we need to change that.
Yeah, that's what we're grassroots. KBN change. Nation is
no,
on this.
No, what if he has been called the Miz
so
since he
good.
Was a child?
Give him the Cheese Miz. I'm going to be watching the game tonight. My fiance has plans to put the baby down, and I'm going to be asking for the Cheese Miz.
Give me that Cheese Miz.
It's going to be 0-2 and be like, don't go off speed. Don't go off speed. Give him the Cheese Miz.
That's so good.
Tell us about Citizens Bank while I get this text out.
Absolutely, KBN Nation. If you are looking for a new banking home, look no further than Citizens Bank. I'm telling you this right now. If you are looking for banking needs, they got you hooked up. If you're looking to get a HELOC, they can hook you up. If you are looking to potentially buy a new home, they can hook you up at Citizens Bank. And that's what I love about them. It's the fact that they're focused on the fact that you are not just some customer, you are part of the community, and that is what matters to them. So right now, if you are looking to buy a new home or find a new banking home, bank where you belong, where you're not just an account number, you are known by name and they remember who you are, and they're trying to do everything to make sure that all your dreams can become a reality. So if you're looking for a new bank, check out CitizensBankWI.com. Bank. Go to CitizensBankWI.bank and I can promise you won't be disappointed, or find Citizens Bank at one of their local branches. And always remember, Citizens Bank is an equal housing lender.
Texted, have you guys established a nickname for Mizorowski? We have 30-plus suggestions on the air right now don't want to do The Miz because it's already a wrestler. We will see what Jeff Levering and Lynn Grindle have to say. I don't know what's next because I had fun doing nicknames for Jacob Mizorowski. More next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Listen, Diana, that's her name. Listen, we all about positive manifestation. I like you, Diana. All it is negative.
Diana.
Criticize.
Dirty Diana.
I love you, Kyle.
Love you too, girl.
I love you, Kyle.
I love you too. That's what I'm talking about. The real Packer Nation.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Fans are brave. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I pray. You can say goodbye.
This is a theme song for The Miz, the wrestler. In correspondence with Jeff and Lane of the Brewers Radio Network and from FanDuel, because Jeff does both, they do not have one. So the two that I said were Cheese Miz could be great for a 103 heater, and Slim Mizzy is the favorite.
It's powerful.
Sitting on crickets right now.
Hi, my name is
Slim Mizzy.
Ooh, that should be it. When he comes out, he strikes out somebody.
Oh, that should be his walk-up song.
That would be so good. What a good walk-up song that would be, too.
Hi. Ooh. My name is Ha. My name is
Slim Mizzy.
Hey.
I like it.
Shout out to everyone who gave us
the Mizzler. I like that one.
The Cuban Mizzle
crisis. The Mizzler.
The Cuban Mizzle crisis.
Oh, come on.
Jay don't miss.
Jacob Mizorowski, for those who missed it, is making the start for the Milwaukee Brewers, being called up.
Well, it's going to be crazy when people go to the game tonight and they're yelling all these different nicknames.
Mr. Milwaukee?
Ah.
You're just in your pun phase right now where you're just thinking of any sentence and fitting Miz into it.
But I haven't made a mistake yet, have I?
I see here somebody said, taking care of business.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. As he strikes off. Every K.
Taking care of business. This sounds like a song.
It does.
It does. I can work on that.
Taking care of business.
Every K.
Taking care of business and putting the bruise on my back. All right.
Well, it's like, and working overtime, something like, it's Jacob's time.
Mm. I don't know. We're not making a song for this.
It's Jacob's time.
Ultimately.
He's still high off sugar,
ultimately,
guys.
Ultimately, it's safe to say.
Sugar's wearing off.
Uh-oh. Everyone, buckle up.
Ultimately, it is safe to say that his nickname is a mystery.
It's very good. Very good.
How long were you working on that one?
None of your business.
Now he'll live in misery.
Truly mystifying.
Misery, like the Paramore song. Misery business. Like misery business.
No, I don't know Paramore song.
Misery
loves company.
You were doing great. And then you stunk. But in all seriousness.
Call it a misfire.
You're back. All right, what's next?
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody just put something in.
He's not done yet. I'm just waiting for what's next. It's Kyle, Brust, and Norton across ESP Wisconsin trying to come up with a nickname for Jacob Mizorowski.
Wow.
Oh, are you ChatGPTing now? Are you going deep into the well?
No.
He said no.
No.
Don't Miz represent me. I'm proud of that one. That one was good.
No, you were cooking.
Taking care of business, every K. Yeah. Taking care of business, putting teams away.
Yeah!
Right. Oh, that's
good.
Shout out to Cody. I got one.
Oh, no.
I just hope that Pat Murphy doesn't mismanage tonight.
I think we got to cut him off.
Yeah, I think
we got to cut him off.
Oh, wow.
Somebody here on ESPN Milwaukee said, mind your business. This is good.
I'm just going to keep going like it's my only Miz-shin.
Now we're reaching.
reaching.
Look who we are.
Let it come to you. The greats let it come to them.
Yeah, not Gen Zs. They do
they
too much.
They just go all in.
They don't read the room very well.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh.
He's crying.
The cards are going to have a less miserable time with his cutter.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Where's he from?
Missouri.
Mississippi?
I think he's from Missouri.
Missouri? He's not from Missouri.
No, he's not. It can't be.
I'm pretty sure Jacob Mizorowski is from Missouri. He is from Blue Springs, Missouri.
Come on. Mr. Mizzou.
Hit line one. You never know if it's going to be good.
Oh, my God.
In all seriousness, they take on the Cardinals. Sonny Gray is the pitcher for the Cardinals. The Brewers are underdogs, plus 125 against the Cardinals with the Miz.
Oh, they don't believe in the Mizness.
Oh, they don't believe the Mizness is going to give them whatever Strofe's pun is going to be next. Uh-oh, Strofe's laughing. Yeah,
we've lost Strofe.
Uh-oh. Zach from Chevegas is on the line.
Oh, let's go.
Do I read it, Strofe? Or he's got an update on his vasectomy.
Oh, wow, you got a vasectomy.
You're up on the Cardinals Talking Text Line, Zach.
Hey. All right, boys. What's going on, Kyle? You're still our dog? Just wanted to give a little update. Vasectomy, hopefully it worked. That thing was an SOB. Whoa. But kind of wanted to jump into two things here. So one, parenting classes. I know you were talking about it last week.
Yeah.
Huge waste of time. Just go and jump into the fire. Have fun. You'll learn as you go. It's just like getting called up when you're a shitty player.
No.
I will say, with the parenting classes, Lexi and I made a decision. What do you think we did? Think we did the Wednesday night?
What did Lexi want? Yeah, she wanted the Wednesday night.
Or do you think we did Friday
the Wednesday nights? No, he didn't do the Wednesday. He caught her. He got her at her moment of when she was open-minded, and he got her to do the weekend.
We're doing the weekend.
Told you.
We're doing the weekend.
He got her.
Friday night and all day Saturday in a birthing class.
Done.
That's a long time.
And that Saturday is our 11-year anniversary.
Hey,
so
maybe
we'll go out for a pizza after.
You're
going to
be exhausted.
Exhausted. But ripping off the Band-Aid, just like that. I don't want Wednesday.
Whoa. So if you're finishing the birthing classes on your anniversary,
yes,
that means you're going to have to make it up to her.
No. Yeah, this was a joint decision.
Talk about a Ms. Fortune.
Ms. Calculation?
Yeah.
I'm done.
What do we do?
You tell us about QC
Kinetic.
Ms. Isaac?
No. I'm talking about partner here, all right? And then we're going to do the Wheel of Strofe.
Oh, no, more Strofe.
Strofe, I'm doing those push-ups with you, by the way. I got to let out the sugar however I can. But it is no mystery that QC Kinetics is your go-to place for a long-term pain relief for those achy joints that you're experiencing. It could be tendonitis, chronic tendonitis. It could be arthritis, whatever it is. Maybe it's your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back. QC Kinetics are experts in regenerative treatments. They are the nation's leader in regenerative treatments. They do this all day, every day. People come in with joint pain, knees, hips, shoulders, and back, and they are the ones that are able to cure it for the long term. No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. You're going to go in there for your free consultation. Like I went and saw the Greenfield locations. They're going to bust out the iPad. They're going to bust out the ultrasound. You're going to see exactly what's going in your joints, and they're going to give you a personalized plan to a pain-free life. It is something that you will wish you will have done earlier. Don't put it off any longer. QC Kinetics is your answer to living that pain-free life with their advanced cellular treatments. So you might find out to be a perfect candidate in the consultation. It's absolutely free. Call QC Kinetics today at 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
Brad Nortman made his wife go against her wishes. Dustin chimes in. I can't believe Brad mistreated Lexi like that.
I saw something on YouTube. Wheel of Misery.
That is what that's this made
that
me
is
laugh.
The Wheel of Strophes.
Wheel of Mistakes, yeah.
That's what made me laugh.
Wheel
mid-read.
Of Strophe.
Oh,
next.
Gosh.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Top five of my guys throughout my career. Of
just one
guys.
Below me. I was just putting myself in the ranking.
He loves himself.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Grimal and Associates Insurance protects what matters most. They specialize in coverage that's tailored exactly to you. Clients aren't just policies. They're part of what Grimal and Associates community has done over the last 30 years in the greater Milwaukee area. With their personalized American Family Insurance back service, expert guidance, and a genuine commitment to the people they serve, Grimal and Associates isn't just selling insurance. I think about myself, where I'm at in life. I'm always thinking about protecting what I have, the family, the baby, the house, the car, everything. That's what Grimal and Associates can do while building that trusted relationship and providing peace of mind for you. So connect with Grimal and Associates today at teamgrimal.com. That's team, GRAMOLL.com. Kyle Brustin Nortman taking you into the Homer Hour at 5 o'clock, where it's time now to play Wheel of Strophe.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strophe.
Ben Brust misguided attempt to microwave mac and cheese during halftime led to a misunderstood fire alarm, a misguided sprint down the hallway.
Wait, what happened?
That didn't happen. He just made that up.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Horrible.
That sucks.
One update to the wheel is we have push-ups for Alex Strofe still, but we can't just think about the upper body. We need the lower half to get strong. He doesn't even have a butt.
Yeah, the literally, butt is not. It's a back.
It's just a back.
I don't know that you need to hear all that. Happen.
I mean, you showed us on stream.
Your pants just go in. There's like nothing there. I'm like, where the
it's
hell is
probably
that?
Probably so easy to get his pants on and off.
It's
I never thought
easy.
About that.
It's very easy. Yeah.
What does your girlfriend say when she sees it? Like, ooh.
She thinks it's a cute little butt.
But it's, you don't
we
have.
We need to get
a
you
butt.
Doing glute bridges.
I believe she's called it a perfect handful before.
Oh, wow. That is, she just alpha male.
We added 10 squat jumps to the Wheel
what does
of Strophe.
A squat jump?
Did I not
like
call
this?
That? I said he's not going to know what it is.
Yeah, he didn't.
Down, jump, touch the sky.
Oh, my God. You bring your hand.
Watch him on stream. So good.
I guess that's Strophe's version of a squat jump.
There's no way this.
What does that mean? I'm
you're
doing
so
it
like, use your arms to like get you going. You're like reaching
can
up.
Can someone do one?
There it is. Just and then you go down and oh the arms. Oh, wait a minute,
Kyle.
Wait a minute.
Is this man a real person?
Wait a minute, so bro.
It's a cartoon.
Wait, no. You lied to us and you no. You lied to us and claimed you played sports. No, you did not. You played video games. There's no way somebody that plays sports would do it like that.
Oh, I pray it lands on 10 squat jumps.
He's what be was that? Puffing and puffing.
When
Wheel
he was,
your oh, stroke.
I don't get it.
Squat jumps.
Ten squat jumps.
Strofe, in unison, no, like... Your body should
10% chance.
Literally.
The wheel has a compass.
The wheel always knows.
The wheel knows.
So if you're it supposed to be an athlete, everything's supposed to go together
all
in
time.
Unison.
Ready?
Strike it up. No! Swing momentum up. Fire! Launch yourself.
Fire!
No! Not your hands aren't like this. They're not Tokyo hands.
Not stationary.
He's holding them like a box.
Use them for momentum.
Yeah,
I don't get this. Swing your arms down.
You want to load. There you go.
Your arms up while he's jumping.
You go back and you load.
Load?
Yeah.
Exploding!
That was a little... Oh, gosh.
I don't get it.
Stroke, are you sure you play sports?
Squat! Boom!
You go so low in the squat. He was past 90.
I thought it was ass to grass.
No,
not really. It's really 90 degree and jump.
I mean, I appreciate
a little
the
bit explode. Like,
Hey, just do five of whatever you think.
What sport did you learn? Wait. What coach told you ass to grass?
That was the lifting coach.
Okay.
When you would throw on weight on your back.
He's not there anymore.
And try to put your butt on the ground with a squat.
Oh, was he that bad? Is that not what you're supposed to do in a squat?
It's a quick way to
I'm gassed.
Break
Spin the wheel.
Right, for real.
Push up. Wheel stroke.
I'll be so mad.
Alex. We don't like Alex.
It's weird you put Alex on there.
Yeah, that is weird. It's called the wheel of stroke.
It says Alex.
Why did I write Alex so many times?
It's funny.
Talk about a misfortunate mistake.
Oh,
you know?
God.
All right, is all you have for Wheel of Strove, Jacob Mizorowski?
I just can't think about anything else. No, 2-1 lead for the Indiana Pacers. Is the series over?
No, it's not over. The Thunder are still favored to win the series, but I'm not going to lie. I'm all in on the Pacers. How could you not be?
Are you watching the games?
Yes.
Yeah, bits and pieces.
I watched like a quarter, and I was like, I'm ready for something else.
What?
Yeah.
Is there something else bed?
Bed. And we're watching a show right now. The Pit.
This has been the most compelling NBA playoffs I've felt like I've watched
in a totally long time. I agree. They've been so entertaining.
Since round one. Every time I turn it on, there's been drama. The Pacers comebacks. Like, you literally can't leave the TV because at any point, I mean, obviously there's runs in every NBA basketball game, regular season or not.
Yeah.
But it's even harder to do so in the playoffs. I've been very compelled. And I like when the Brewers have those day games. Because I think yesterday, day game, right into, or was this Tuesday? You get what I'm saying?
Wednesday. It was yesterday.
Yeah, day game into not having anything else. Like, it's just like, oh, finals are on.
Yeah, I mean, the journey to get there has been absolutely fascinating.
You're not into it.
Yeah.
Kyle, you don't like sports.
I miss the Bucks.
No, I mean, I like the storylines. I like the – I mean, it's more fun to watch the fourth quarter with the Pacers than anything else.
Is my cheek supposed to be hurting?
That's why the grass didn't work.
Did you hit your cheek?
On the ground?
No,
he dropped
it too
low.
When, did your hand come up and hit your face?
No, not my face cheek.
No.
Oh!
His butt cheek. No, the problem is his butt cheek was like, what muscle is this you're trying to activate?
All right, last Wheel of Strove before Brian Balaga.
He needs to do some more squats.
I think I need medical attention.
Push-ups!
Push-ups!
Push-ups.
You're such a cheater.
well, you need it.
I'm going to do them with you because I need to burn out this
Kyle,
sugar.
It's all you, buddy.
All right. Well, I guess it is all me.
It's Kyle's minute.
I guess it is my minute here. And KBN Nation, I would like to take this 60 seconds to apologize for the nonsense and the Mizorowski, whatever the hell you want to call it. I apologize for Brad being high off of sugar. Oh, it was wild. You said this is my 60 seconds. Shut up and get to doing push-ups. Brad pumped them out,
boy. To rip off that sugar.
Ben is still doing them, and Strofe is still doing them. Brad.
Brad is
jacked, boy. Your veins are popping.
Well, that's that sugar. The sugar is coursing through the veins.
Strofe, how do you feel?
I didn't know I had muscles in these places.
is your left cheek okay?
No, it still hurts.
It's one side of the cheek?
He pulled the muscle.
Yeah, I pulled the muscle.
Your gluteus maximus
is strained.
The best guess we could possibly have is Brian Balaga on a day like today.
Yeah.
He joins us next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is... I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Joining us now before the Homer Hour on Kyle Bruston Orban is Brian Balaga. Brian, what's going on?
Not much. How are we doing?
Doing well. Excited to watch Jacob Mizorowski pitch for the Brewers tonight. Had a fascinating conversation with Jason Wilde about an exchange he had with Matt LaFleur, and it got me thinking something I could ask you about it. Essentially, the exchange was about the young players and how they have a lot of young players that have shown they can be really good, but they haven't been able to do it consistently yet. And he's mentioned some names that were, I don't know, 3 years into the league type guys. When you have like 5 to 8 guys that you need to like take that step forward, what can you expect typically? Like 4 out of 8, or is there no magic equation?
Yeah, I mean, there is no magic equation, so to speak, but, you would expect out of the, like, say, eight guys, right, like you're ballparking it, I mean, you would expect at least about half of those guys to take a step, right? Like, and normally, like, okay, so when you expect a young guy step taking, so to speak, since that's normally like the hot word that coaches use, like they took a step, it's normally in year two. But we're talking about this in year three, right?
Yeah, so here's some of the names to help, right? You got Dontayvion Wicks, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, Evan Williams, Carrington Valentine of the likes.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you look at it, and normally we say this. I mean, a lot of those guys are, what? Some of those guys are in year four.
Correct.
Right? Like, some of those guys are year four guys. So, I mean, now some of those guys are going into year three. I get that, too. And we look at
some year two. It's a hodgepodge.
Yeah, so it is a mix of guys. So, like, I really look at the year two guys to take a step. I'm looking at the year four guys it's now or never, right? Like, I mean, and now they're playing for their financial future. The year three guys, obviously, last year was that year to take a step. This year I expect a lot of those guys to play really well. Like, this is the year to play really well is year three. There is really no excuse in year three. Like, it's all out there, right? Like, I mean, you know the offense, you're comfortable with the league, you've seen everything, or not everything, but you've seen a lot that defenses and offenses can throw at you. You're comfortable with the city you're in, you're comfortable with your teammates, you're comfortable with your coach. Time to go play, right? There's no excuses. Like, it's time to go play. So out of that group, like, you would expect, I mean, and those, that group you read off, I mean, those are starters. Like, those are all starters.
Yes.
And that's a big... Yeah, that's a big, that's a big list of high profile names. So, like, I expect at least like 6 to 7 of those names to play really well.
And if they don't, what does that mean? Do the Packers have to kind of look to reevaluate and start over? And when I say start over, find guys that actually can step up and play?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at it from a standpoint of, like, if those guys, like that list of players, don't play well, yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to find a way to bring in guys that are, after 4 years or 3 years being in the system, are gonna play well. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have guys go through the system and go through years of development and being in this program and not come good, right? As years three and four roll through, right? You know, and I mean, that's the whole point of developing. And you look at, I mean, at least when it was McCarthy, he always looked at year two as the biggest leap year for guys from year one, from rookies, right? He always looked at year two for guys and kind of the projection of how they were going to be, right? Like, and if guys took a huge step in year two, that was normally a really positive sign for the way things were going to go the remainder of their time in Green Bay. And you could tell the way guys took steps in year two. You can rattle off the list, but like, I felt so much more comfortable in year two and how I played in year two than I did year one. Obviously I was a rookie, but just how much more comfortable you are in the system and with your teammate, like everything I said. But if you're not playing well in year two and we're asking and say you don't play well in year three, well, okay, well, we're getting to year four now. Now we're at the end of your deal. Right. And now you're putting the GM in kind of a bind of, does he keep you? Does he not keep you? Is this just like a 1 year thing you're going to play well? So it brings up a lot of questions, right? So, but I expect a lot of these guys to play well. I do. I mean, cause I think they're good football players. I think there's a lot of good football players on that list you said.
Brian, the big news this week was obviously Jaire Alexander, him being released and the Packers moving in a different direction with their core of Valentine, Nixon, and newly acquired Hobbs at cornerbacks. But as we sort of broke down the defense, we said to ourselves, who could really help out that back end is your D-line. If they can actually get some pressure, that can make up for a lot of ills. Now, you're a guy in the trenches. You go up against D-line, so you know how to study how they do. Goody didn't do really much to improve it or have any big-time effect on that Packers defensive line. Were the issues that they were experiencing that resulted in a lack of pressure, is it fixable to you? Is it scheme? Or like what sort of expectations should we have for this D-line? Because I think if the Packers defense is going to have success, you got to get real production out of that D-line. And it's the same group of guys that are coming back.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the scheme is good. Like I like the scheme. So like I said that at the start of last year, I'll stick with it right now. I love the scheme. I think the scheme is good. It's a sound scheme. So like I'm gonna take that out of the equation, right? So like I'm not even gonna go there with that because like I like the Halfley defense. I like the simplicity of it. I like everything about it. I like the coverage of it. I like the way. What they asked the linebackers to do. I like what they asked the D linemen to do. I like everything about it. So like, let's just, I'll go start there with it. I just think from a defensive line standpoint, I think they just have to play better. Right. And I think that, a lot of these guys said that in a certain way as the season went on last year. And I think, I don't think Matt or Halfley came out and said that directly last year, but they might have kind of worked their way around it, and they might have said, well, guys are getting double teamed or this or that, which is okay. You know, I mean, everyone protects their guys, which I can appreciate that. I mean, that's what coaches do. But the thing is, I mean, you got to get home with four. And like you said, you're bringing back the same guys. So you're expecting these guys being in this system another year to be more comfortable in it, understanding their roles, understanding assignments, which, I mean, in this defense for the defensive line, there could be a handful of them, but it's not as, you know, tedious as it was in the last scheme that they had. It's cut it loose, like be a defensive lineman, like just play ball, right? Like, and that's what I expect these guys to do this year. I mean, I expect the, you know, like the Van Ness and Gary and these edge rushers to play better. And that's what we need. Cause if we're going to have a little bit more inexperience on the back end from a corner standpoint or more question marks, so to speak, that's the way to protect them is with the defensive line. So if that needs to happen for sure.
Brian, so earlier this week, I vented a little frustration I had. I mean, I knew there was a possibility that Jair wouldn't come back. And it wasn't so much that. It's just the fact that I feel like Goody, he's done a good job building a roster, but I don't think he's made the moves to put the Green Bay Packers over the top because himself, it seems like he doesn't like guys who are over 30, and that's why we see Elgton Jenkins trying to, you know, make sure he gets that contract guaranteed as he moves to center. And I want to know from your experience, what difference did it make having some old veterans on that championship in 15-1 team? Because you had multiple guys who were veterans who were in their 30s that even played on the offensive line with you.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was, you know, very valuable for me, and that I got to kind of pick those guys' brains and hear their advice and kind of get their opinion on things and, you know, be in the film room and be able to get their opinion on what I was doing and what I could do better. Right. Like, and that was really the biggest thing was just becoming a pro as a young guy in the film room, like, and learning how to become a better player, just watching tape and perfecting your craft and technique and things like that, and things that work in the NFL and things that don't work in the NFL. And you find out really quick playing with guys that have done it for 9-10 years, right? Like, you find out really quick because they've been around a long time and it works. It's worked for them. And the guys that aren't around long, they've done stuff and it didn't work for them, but they thought it could work for them. But there's something about veteran guys, and I'm not saying you got to have a ton of them, but there's something about veteran guys that they bring some stability. They bring some confidence. They bring a sense of a little bit of calm through the group. Like they've been there, they've done that. And that to me is kind of like why I just want this Elgton thing to get done because he is that guy in that room. Right. Like he is the guy that's kind of gone through all this stuff within that offensive line. He's gone through the NFC championships, the ups and downs of it and kind of been through all of it. So, veteran presence helps for sure in ways like that. I'm all on board with that.
Brian, we appreciate the time. Look forward to hearing you in the Homer Hour.
That's all I got for you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Very pro move there by Ben Brust.
Well, I was excited to play the outro song. Plus, I had to thank everyone for all of the Jacob Mizorowski nicknames throughout the entire hour. If you missed any of the show.
Missed any of the show.
Very good. If you missed any of the show, go back to the ESPN Wisconsin app, download it, watch back. Watch back on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. For Kyle Bruston-Ortman, coming up next is the Homer Hour in 2 minutes. Sports and banter, a perfect blend. KBN's the show that never ends.